Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast, brought to you by www.iwantmoreaction.com, where you can find all our reviews and podcast episodes. So what are we reviewing today, Frank?
Well, today, Chris, we're doing Tribal, Get Out Alive. And sit back for this synopsis, because it's a doozy, straight from IMDb. So Tribal, Get Out Alive is about an elite military personnel, Caitlin Ross, retires from service after suffering from PTSD, along with her former team member and close friend, Brad Johnson. They opt for the easy life and now lead a small security firm. The companies are hired by a young, troublesome millionaire, Richard Kenning, to clear and secure the land and property he was recently inherited. Rumors and stories surrounding the land and buildings are dismissed until people start disappearing and the team end up locked in with no escape. It soon becomes apparent that they are being hunted and the race is on to get out alive. Tell Jesus me, what'd you Christ. Think about Tribal Get Out Alive there?
Chris? Doesn't sound anything like what actually happens in the plot, but
yeah,
a little bit.
if it sounds familiar, it absolutely does. It's a movie called and game called Resident Evil.
Yeah.
That's literally the synopsis right there, pretty much.
But it came out in 2020. It was directed by Matt Ruelge. Maybe he's French or something, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And the only person I wrote that, it's literally starring no one anyone knows. The only person I wrote was Zara Fithian, which is the main girl.
Okay, she was in other movies before then?
No,
I saw. Okay.
It looks like this is a first timer, or like, you know, British TV people being in a movie, or British like gangster movie people being in this action film.
Yeah. So full disclaimer: this movie had a very low budget.
Very low budget.
This is like independent tier Britain independent tier filmmaking here. You can tell the actors were like from the community college nearby. Or any kind of like local.
All the extras are like straight up on it. They probably got paid in oatmeal. I don't think they got any money. Literally,
all the villains are just extras that they found, like friends and neighbors who were around, probably to go be in the scene or whatever. So you know, this movie tries to be a mashup between an action and a horror film.
Yes, it really tries to be Resident Evil meets The Raid. These commandos try to get out alive of a scenario.
Cool.
It does sound cool. It sounds like an awesome idea. If they had a budget.
They probably could be an awesome idea if they had a budget.
And a stunt team.
Well, again, I think a lot of their issues were budget constraints, because, you know, I think the girl who played Caitlin Ross is actually a really good fighter. Out of all of them, she's the one
who really knows her hand. She has a lot of screen presence. It's very surprising.
Yeah, she's really good. I mean, again, how they film her and how they edit is, you know, there's left to be wanting. They, you know, I wish they would have filmed and just had better cinematography. But again, a lot of these issues come from just a lack of budget. They just didn't have the money
and experience
and get the experience, the equipment. They just really didn't have all that. But they had a decent idea, and they had like some, you know, a pretty good fighter on a screen fighter.
And they had a place to film it, which is another hurdle that they got over.
Yeah, they obviously had like some kind of like, I don't know, like factory kind of place to like shoot in or whatever. Some kind of compound that they just had. The top is
a barn, and then underneath mm-hmm. like a compound. They must, like you said, they filmed in a barn and they filmed in an old factory to do the underground stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, it worked for the setting. I believe they were in like an underground bunker thing.
Yeah, they exactly for the environment and for the setting, they actually did a pretty good job. That's not the worst of it.
No, it's not.
You know, my big issue with this is that it tries to be a horror movie, and in most horror movies, you have a slow build to the action at the end.
Uh-huh.
And the problem is, when you have an action movie, you really don't have that. Usually, you have like these like quick spurts of like action in between the movie throughout the movie,
and then the big scene,
at the end. Yeah. So they kind of don't really, the two tones don't really fit together very well. And that was my biggest problem with this movie, was that there's kind of a okay fight scene at the very beginning of this film, but then there's a huge lull in the middle of the movie, and things don't really pick up until like about
and like there's a lot of like exposition and plot and just like things happening, like, oh, someone falls down here and gets her leg broken and this, yeah. and you're like these are like so contrived, these scenarios.
They could have horror film moments. Like,
yes.
A woman falls and breaks her leg, and now she can't leave. Now we have to leave her behind.
Now there's a noise coming from the dark where she fell. Like, what's going to come out of the dark?
And exactly.
But the other issue is like that moment of the noise coming out of the dark doesn't pay off for like another 30 minutes. They'll go back to her.
They're still walking around.
It's just bad editing. It's bad editing and pacing.
And then when they do find out what's going on, there's no real big secret. It's just people got injected with some kind of like super serum that turned them into basic like cannibalistic zombies. But they're not dead.
The guy who used to own the building, he was like experimenting, trying to make like a perfect human, like an Aryan.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out like the serum he made, it does make you super strong, super fast, but it makes you super stupid. Like you eat people and stuff. Like you're just a crazy cannibal.
Yes, exactly. Which act and look and sound a lot just like zombies.
Yeah, you do. And the son comes and inherits the building, mm-hmm. and he's trying to like. He makes it look like he just wants to like sell the building, but really what he's doing is he's looking for what his dad was working on.
Yeah.
And he eventually finds it, drinks it, and turns into a zombie like person himself.
Yes.
And he's like the main villain at the end.
He's the main villain. Yeah. He just becomes like a dumb idiot also.
Yeah. He slowly becomes a dumb idiot as soon as you see him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's probably the least fortunate actor of the bunch. He's probably.
Like, he's bad. Yeah. He's really bad.
He has some of the best lines in the movie. I won't spoil anything for you if you want to go watch this film. It's actually one of the saving graces of the
He's
film.
Basically he's like a spoiled brat, and you have to listen to the way he delivers these friggin' lines.
Yeah, it's the same way a 5-year-old can deliver them.
It is no acting here. Another issue that I do have with the film is the film is very flat.
Yeah.
There's no camera work that has any style to it at all. Everything's just pretty much filmed face on, especially all the dialogue and stuff. The fight scenes, they kind of try to move the camera around more, which I'm like, all right, they kind of get that. But like Frank said before, there's not a lot of fight scenes in the movie, unfortunately.
Yeah, even at
there's a lot of exposition, and it's just like soap opera style, where it's just like the girl's face and she's talking.
Yeah, and even at the fight scenes at the end, a lot of the fight scenes are like extreme close-ups with like extreme wide shots.
Yeah,
they kind of go back and forth where like you see a wide shot of people fighting all together and then a close-up of like some guy trying to get, you know, bit in the neck by like one of the zombie guys, or like mm-hmm. or, like he throws an axe to this guy's like chest or whatever. But, like, it's interesting, it's cool, but you never really see a full fight scene.
I also feel like when like a move happens, like someone kicks someone or punches or stabs, like during a fight, The move is always like right off camera. The impact of the move is never centered. So like when that guy who's the son, he throws like this jump spin kick at the girl, and like his foot and her face are off the camera, but he's on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that has to do with like they didn't show the impact because they don't know how to take it.
Yeah,
because they're not real stuntmen, I guess. Yeah. Like some
it's,
of them are
stuntmen. It's just forced perspective. The shot.
Yes.
So it looks like she's getting kicked. She's not getting kicked. It's not coming anywhere near her. But the way the camera angle is, it looks like he's kicking her in the head.
And they do that almost the entire movie.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like you said, budget constraints. I'm sure you couldn't hire a real good stunt team. Like you just have some people who are willing to take a beating.
Yeah.
And
much.
You know there is a decent beating some of these people take in this movie. Like for the film,
who look like who are regular people too.
Yeah. Like just a lot of people. You could tell these people just regular people. Like, listen, you want to throw me through a table? Throw me through a table.
Exactly.
Which
exactly.
I give them all the credit in the world for, but at the same time, I'm watching it and it just doesn't come off very well on camera.
Yeah. And also the horror element's not really good either. It's not scary.
No. There's not even any jump scares, which is like
scares. No. Nope.
They're the easiest thing to pull off.
Yep. So there's really very few saving graces about this movie. Like the only thing it really, again, the only thing it has kind of going for it is that the main star, is a female lead. She's not terrible, and she's a pretty good fighter.
She's not a very good actress.
She's not.
You can tell like if you put, like we were talking about this before, if you put her in a movie as like either a villain or a sidekick to like a Scott Atkins or someone, like she would hold her own in a fight scene, definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
You can just see it in her as she fights in this movie. She's very good on screen.
Like she's not terrible, but she's definitely not ready for like her like debut film.
No, she's not ready. Like this is her movie and she wasn't ready for it.
Exactly. Yeah. She needs a couple of more movies. She needs to, again, do a little bit more like, like you said, like either bad guy work or like second like sidekick work, just to kind of like, because again, it's the acting role she has to kind of work on.
Yeah.
Then even like her screen fighting.
With a good director and good choreographer, I think you can get some pretty good stuff out of her. Like she's very athletic.
Yes.
And she throws some really nice kicks and punches in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, the half of them when they land off screen because unfortunately the directing.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here. The directing's piss poor.
Again, it's a camera work.
It's amateur.
It's just they really didn't plan. They didn't rehearse enough. They didn't plan enough because you can tell when they were filming it, they were just kind of winging it. They were just like, okay, film what he does, and he just tried to keep up.
One thing, like you know, I watched Scott Atkins has a show on YouTube called Art of Action, and he interviews all these different martial arts stars. And one thing they always talk about how in America, when you do a fight scene, you rehearse the scene like 10 times before you fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
In China, they don't rehearse anything. They don't even have choreography for the fights at the time. You go on set and Jackie Chan's sitting there like thinking of a fight and then he does it.
Yeah.
And that's how Tribal feels. Tribal feels like it went to set that day and they were like, all right, this is, we have an idea for a fight and we'll like do it as we do it.
Yeah, we'll block it as we go.
Yeah, yeah. As we go, we'll do a few moves. We'll cut it. We'll, like, you know, there's no long takes in the movie. Like, it's nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it is. In all those martial art films, there's no long takes.
Yeah.
They're gonna cut it right away. So it doesn't matter if they, like, aren't perfect, because they're gonna edit it so much it'll look good in the end.
Unless you have it where, like, you can rehearse this fight, then you have long takes.
Yeah, exactly. But if you can't rehearse it, you're not gonna do that. And I feel like with this, they had long takes and they didn't rehearse it. So they were left with nothing really in the end.
So, but, you know, since this movie is a low budget, though, do you think there are low budget films that can overcome their budget and be like big hits? I'm not talking about underground hits. I'm talking about a big hit action movie with a very low budget.
It would have to be like a unique kind of, like, unicorn where, like, it gets everything right. Like, it gets a great story with, like, great acting and great action and great special effects. Like, it can happen, but all those things really have to line up, because I feel like a lot of times they'll get, like, one or two of those things right, but they'll drop the ball. Like,
and I'm not, you know, I just want to mention, I'm not talking like John Wick 1 low budget, where it's still like a friggin' $20 million movie, you know? I mean, like...
Yeah, it's like $50 million still.
Yeah, I'm talking about like a $1, $2 million movie that just happened to just hit, just like strike a chord, and it's just
really, well, that's the problem, because really at the end of the day, with only that much money, you can really only do so much, you know. You're only, especially if you're trying to make an action film, like $1 or $2 million is not really a lot of money.
No,
like,
it's not. It's very little.
You get a movie where, like Tribal, Get Out Alive, where you're doing the best you can. Everything's competent and it's okay, but it's not really good. And when you watch it, you definitely feel like, oh, you definitely watch it thinking, like, if that was me, I would be like, oh man, I could have went back and maybe, like, did it better. Or, like, if they could go back and do it again, they would make a lot of different decisions this time around, you know, like, knowing now what they can and can't get away with. But again, that's one of the things where, like, it's all hindsight. Like, it's easy to say that now watching it, but you can, like you say, you can tell that there wasn't that much planning that went into the fight scenes and the choreography. But overall, that's what happens when you don't have a huge budget.
Yeah, I actually totally agree. And I really can't think of any movie off the top of my head that had such a low budget, like a low budget, and just hit big.
Well, I do, but not like action films.
No, I mean, I agree.
You know, like, they're like low budget, like
dramas and comedy
sci-fi stuff. Yeah, but not like a full,
like, District 9 movie. Had a super low budget.
Yes,
mm-hmm. And but they also he also had the backing of friggin' Peter Jackson. So
yeah, mm-hmm.
But in general, yeah, there are low budget other movies, but like a pure, like, just like this, like an action movie, or like a buddy cop film with like a lot of gun action, like a Lethal Weapon. Yeah. Yeah. You need a budget to, like, hold people's attention to put big action scenes.
Exactly.
That's what they're waiting for.
Exactly. Again, if you're selling an action movie, people want an action movie. They're not there just to, like, again, like, sure, maybe they're trying to do something different with the whole horror aspect of it. And I commend them for at least trying something new and different. But again, you're either making one or the other.
Yeah.
It's either you're scaring me with a little bit of action, or it's a lot of action with like a little bit of horror element to it.
Like Dawn of the Dead did it really well. Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
It has action in it, but it's a horror movie.
It's a horror movie first and foremost. It's an action movie second. This tried to be an action movie first and foremost, but almost wasted too much time trying to be a horror movie. It has the
Resident Evil problem, and we'll get to that when we talk about similar movies. But it's the same issue that the Resident Evil franchise has.
Yeah.
Where it's just, it doesn't know what it wants to be.
Yeah, you're changing things on the fly.
So we're going to take a quick 5-second break, 10-second break, and leave you a message from our sponsor. When we get back, we'll break down the different types of scene this movie has. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, Frank, what do you think of the fight scenes in this movie, the hand-to-hand fight?
The hand-to-hand fight scenes, I gave it 2 out of 5. They're okay. Look, they're not good, but for a low-budget flick, for a few people who I don't really know how much training they really have, they're not that bad. They're not terrible. There are far more movies out that I could kind of like crap on for the hand-to-hand combat scenes. This is probably not one of them. It's not good, but at least they made a good attempt at it. So.
This isn't one of the, like, I also gave it a 2 out of 5. Like you said, it's competent, especially when the girl fights. It's pretty decent. Mm-hmm. But this isn't one of those movies where, like, if people go, hey, what's the worst fight scene you ever see? That I won't mention this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, within 2 weeks, I'll probably forget this movie exists.
Yep,
unless we look at our website. Like, it's just so...
It's forgettable.
It's so forgettable. and there's nothing memorable about the fights. And you know, you could have went with gore or something to make me just make it stand out. And it didn't even go there.
No, it actually it like stayed away from that. Again, it's clear that it's budget constraints.
Like, there's a little gore that cut some guy's like skin off his leg and chew it, but it's not like gore.
But that's for like a horror element, though.
Yeah,
it's not really. They're not tying that into the action. Or
exactly. Anyway, like what was that one? The Night Comes for Us.
Yes. Yeah.
Stunt wise, the stunts I actually gave a 3 out of 5, mm-hmm. because I did think that like the fighting and the stunts that were in this movie are all practical,
mm-hmm.
except the stupid explosion at the end.
Yeah.
Everything's practical in this movie. Like, I don't even think they had the money to CGI anything.
No, they definitely had no money for real CGI. I mean, you were a little more generous. I gave this sense of 2 out of 5. I just beyond that one spin kick the bad guy does at the end. That's really the only stunt that I enjoyed. Everything else is just people getting thrown around.
Spin kick the bad guy does. I mean, literally, doesn't even connect on camera, which is great.
Doesn't connect on camera at all. It's just him spinning in the air out of nowhere got me.
Like, he just throws it at him. He doesn't do any other martial arts really, except that kick.
No, just that one kick.
And he throws it like nice too.
And I think my biggest reason why it's a 2 out of 5 is because it's so blatantly obvious that they don't have a stunt team.
These
are extras. I mean, granted, they're taking a beating, which is why they get a 2 and not a 1, but like, they really just, they're literally the director's like, okay, action, and they're just like throwing themselves on the floor, like,
especially when the two big guys fight, they're just slamming into everything.
Yeah. Exactly. There's stunts in that regard, but they're not like, I guess, stunt set piece where you're like, whoa, he like throws them to a table, or like they fall through a wall or something like that. Like you said, they're just like bear hugging each other and like bumping into and stuff with one another. It's lacking.
I gave it the extra point because I just thought it was different that the actors were like, listen, we're getting paid shit, but we're gonna take a beat.
We're just gonna throw ourselves through the walls and floors and shit. Mm-hmm.
But so there's no shootouts in this movie, so we're gonna switch it to weapons.
Yeah.
There's a lot of machete fights in this movie. That's supposed to be all the fight scenes are machete fights.
Really, they are all machete fights. Yeah.
And I thought I gave it a 2 out of 5. They're not like great machete fights, but you know, they are fun, and especially when the girl fights, like, you can tell she knows what she's doing with the weapon,
mm-hmm.
so it comes off as entertaining. And other than that, I really can't think of any other. She does fight some guys with some other weapons that they have. And she like slaughters them with the friggin' machete.
Yes, yeah, yeah, which is cool. But again, I gave it a 2 out of 5. It's that's the thing. They have machetes and they're fighting with people, but they're not fighting well with machetes.
No,
it's
you're right. Yeah,
there's no skill involved that they have. They're just swinging them around.
They're also just zombies though too. So
you know, totally. And I don't really. And again, she's pretty good with it also. But again, for that beyond that one scene where she's really good with the machete, it doesn't really come back. It's not a recurring thing where she's running around just massacring people with.
But she should have got that machete work earlier, and it would have been like cool.
Yes, exactly.
It's just like the last like 20 minutes she has the machete.
Yep, and they kind of only do a little, even then they only really do a little. Little bit with it.
Well, she doesn't fight the last guy with it.
Yep, exactly.
She fights him hand. Yes. Maybe she has it at first, but she doesn't fight him mostly with it.
Yeah, no, she doesn't. It's a hand-to-hand combat and bad guy. Again, there could have been more of that, and it probably would have been a little bit better. But it's just there's not that much of it, and it's okay. The machete fights. You say it's nothing to write home about.
I do think it's cool though that they relied on a machete for like the main weapon of the movie instead of some other thing that they always rely on, like a military knife.
Yes.
I was like, that's cool. At least this girl like pulls out a friggin' machete and she's ready to get down.
Yeah, at least it sticks more with the horror element to it also.
Yeah, that too, yes.
No.
But then they skimp on the gore when she's killing people.
They really do. They really cut away. Or again, they just didn't have the money for it.
Yeah, that too.
That's what it is. They just couldn't show because they couldn't afford it.
What'd you give special effects?
Same thing. I gave it 2 out of 5. They're there. They're again. It's like student film, really independent film special effects. It's stuff that like you would learn by watching YouTube how to do certain things. And again, it's good, but like you can tell there was just very little budget for it, so they just did what they could do. That's it.
I also gave it a 2 out of 5. I was like, you know, like the stuff that the gore that is in it is pretty. You know, it's decent. Like you said, it's low budget. It's nothing special. But you know,
they're wearing the quote unquote zombies have like Party City makeup on.
No, that's like horrible. That's why it's so low.
That's what I'm saying. Like any of those things are
those things are bad. But like when they're cutting people up, when they are showing it and stuff, it's like it's competent. It's like okay, I get that they're cutting. Even though I think it's a rubber fucking guy, I get that they're cutting people up, and it's not taking me out of the film.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Yeah, it's not good either.
Not good either. No, it's not.
And chase scene, there is no chase scene. Like, basically, the movie is just them roaming around the sewers.
That's it. And they're kind of getting stalked by these people, but even that's not really explained at all either. Like,
no,
it feels like they're almost falling into traps half the time anyway. They're not even like being stalked by anybody. It's just the tone and the script is weird in this one. So, for anybody who's really interested in this story, you just kind of have to watch it for yourself and see what we mean.
I gave it a 2 out of 5, and it's like a low 2 out of 5, though. Yes, like, this is 2 just because it is competently made, and I am. Like, I would say, like, I am surprised that for the budget they had, they even got something together this decent.
Yeah.
But it's not good. It's not a good movie.
No, it's a 2 out of 5, and it's not a recommend.
It's not a recommend.
If you really, it's almost like if you like bad movies, like bad low budget crappy films, then go check it out. Like, if that's your thing and that's your jam, and you just want like watching,
especially in the horror genre.
And the horror genre, this is for you. But if you're looking for a decent movie to watch, like a Friday night, this is not the movie.
Oh no, there's a billion better movies out there that you probably haven't seen that you can watch than this thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is. Like, you know, like when they go, oh, it's the raid meets Resident Evil. Like, they mean like the idea of the raid meets the idea of Resident Evil.
Exactly. The synopsis is the raid meets Resident Evil. The movie has nothing to do with the raid and nothing to do with Resident Evil whatsoever.
But we both have the first similar movie again. It's the same as we've been hitting this roadblock a lot lately.
Yes.
Yeah. We both picked Resident Evil because this movie literally is the story of the video game.
It's the story of the video game, Resident Evil. It's exactly the same thing. They go to a mansion, an underground lab in the bottom where they're literally trying to improve on people through the genome and they end up creating zombies. It's the exact same
fucking thing. It is Resident Evil. It is Resident Evil. And that is this movie's plot.
Literally, everything blows up.
And their commandos. I guess the commandos.
Everything blows up at the end. Just like in this movie, everything blows up at the end. Literally. Even the costumes are kind of look like
they find a girl on the thing that knows what's going on.
They find a little girl also.
Find a little girl. Like this is Resident Evil to a T.
Resident Evil to a T. It's a crazy.
My second movie I picked was Blade, because of the action horror elements.
Yeah.
Now there's not many movies like Tribal Get Out.
No, there's not.
That have action in it. Most of them are just zombie films.
Yes.
So that I really couldn't think of another zombie film myself. So I picked Blade, and Blade does the action horror like 1,000 times better.
Oh yeah, more than 1,000 times.
What's
better than this movie ever did it.
What's your second?
My second is Overlord, which probably a lot of people probably overlooked, but it's a movie about during World War. It's about this small band of soldiers during World War II have to investigate like a church in Germany because it's like a radio station, but of course underneath the church is like a lab where they're experimenting on people trying to create super soldiers, and they end up creating like these monster zombies that are like indestructible, and of course the soldiers have to like take out the Nazis and destroy the laboratory. And again, it's very similar here. It walks the line between action and horror really, really
well. It does not skimp on the gore.
It does not skip on the gore. It's actually a really fun movie.
It is. It is.
And again, that's a good example of how to balance out in a horror action film.
Because
it does it really, really well.
And some comedy.
Yeah.
Like Overlord, like, you know, they know the plot's ridiculous, so they throw in some light humor to it, too. It's a really good film.
No, it is. It's a good all-around film, definitely.
But, yeah, so we're not recommending Tribal.
No, guys.
Sorry, guys.
No, skip it.
But this is Mr. Action signing out.
And this is Frankie Cranks. Till next time.